to Between the Lines for the week of October 9th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. To begin this week, we have a couple of events upcoming for the library. On October 14th, which is a Friday, we have a First Responders Afternoon. It will be from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. There is no school that day, so it won't interfere with any school activities. So if you want to join us on October 14th from 2 to 4, the first responders will be bringing a selection of their units down for the community to view. We will have a craft and snacks for everybody to take part in. However, units will be at the library depending on availability and barring any emergency. The library also has Leo E. Olivia coming to the Senior Center on October 17th, which is on a Monday. That's going to be at 12 noon, and it's going to be at the Golden Agers meeting. And his program covers how some of the first women to travel across present-day Kansas were travelers on the Santa Fe Trail. The presentation will look at the adventures and reflections of four women who wrote their own stories. One woman traveled with her husband's wagon train in 1846, while another traveled back and forth five times between the ages of 7 and 17. The most famous woman to be discussed, however, was Julia Archibald Holmes, who later became the first woman to climb Pikes Peak in Colorado. Leo Olivia is a historian with research focus on 19th century Kansas. He is the author of Soldiers on the Santa Fe Trail, six books for the Kansas Fort series, and is a founding member of the Santa Fe Trail Association and Fort Larned Old Guard. So if you would like to come down at noon on October 17th at the Kearney County Senior Center, we'd be glad to have you there to view the presentation by Leo Olivia. If you have any other questions, you can contact the library at 355-6674. The Wagon Bed Springs chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Association will hold a tour and meeting at Kearney County Museum here in town in Lakin on Monday, October 10th. Those interested will meet at the museum at 5:30 in the evening and caravan to Charlie's Ruts and the Indian Mound. These are both historic places on the Santa Fe Trail. Everyone will return to the museum by 6:30 p.m. for a tour of the museum and a short meeting. If you're interested and want to receive more information about this event, which is being held on October 10th, you can contact Linda Fort at 356-2570, Jim Groth at 620-544-9701, Marietta Hauser at 620-356-4700, or Linda Peters at 620-640-3155. The Deerfield United School District is needing to fill in a vacancy on the Board of Education. The filling will be by appointment until the next general election, and the person appointed will be an at-large position. Interested persons should submit a letter of interest to the Deerfield Unified School District No. 216, Board of Education, 803 Beach, Deerfield, Kansas, 67838. The Lakin High School is having a dinner theater on Friday, November 11th and Saturday, November 12th, and it will be presenting scenes from an Italian restaurant. The dinner will be at 7 p.m. General admission starts at 8 p.m., so if you're interested, mark your calendar. The Christmas parade theme has been chosen by the Lakin Boosters Club, and this year it's going to be Christmas through a child's eyes. The Booster Club members have decided to dedicate this year's parade and activities in memory of Francis Bostrom, who led the club's Christmas and Easter events for over 50 years. As everybody knows, the Kansas DOT has been in town in Lakin for a while now, and they've been working on the intersection between Highway 50 and 25. That part of the project is coming to a close, and they'll be beginning the phase two of the construction. And this will be where they'll be going from the east side to the west side of the city limits, replacing 6 inches of the asphalt. And they will be starting on the westbound lanes. So as always, they want to urge drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. The upcoming week for the Lakin School District, there's no school on the 10th, which is Monday. There's going to be teacher in service, though. There's also high school girls golf. We'll have a regional tournament. High school C volleyball will be here versus Holcomb at 5 p.m. High school JV football will be here versus Holcomb at 6 p.m. And there will be a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 11th, there's high school volleyball here at 5 p.m. On Thursday the 13th, there's middle school cross country. There will be a High Plains meeting here at 4 p.m. The high school cross country will meet as well at 4:30 p.m. The middle school volleyball is here against Southwestern Heights at 4:30 p.m. as well as the high school football game is here against Southwestern Heights at 6 p.m. On Friday the 14th, it is the ending of the grade period, so there will only be half a day of school and half day of teacher work day. Also, there will be a Lakin High School boys basketball tailgate at 5:30 p.m., and the high school football game will be here against Cimarron at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 15th, there's high school volleyball High Plains tournament at Elkhart, and it begins at 9 o'clock in the morning. For the Deerfield School District, on Monday the 10th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. and also site council at 5 p.m. On Tuesday the 11th, there's high school volleyball at the Deerfield Quad at 4 p.m. On Friday the 14th, there's high school football at Fowler. It begins at 7 p.m. And don't forget about the Junior Fun Night. That is going to be Saturday the 15th. The upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center consists of PATH exercises at 10 o'clock on Monday the 10th. On Tuesday the 11th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, skip bow at 3. On Wednesday the 12th, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45, Millside at 12, and the lunch for that day will be chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, carrots, bread, and cake. On Thursday the 13th, there's coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, bingo at 1:30, and at 10:15, there's a museum trip and a lunch. On Friday the 14th, they have coffee at 8. At 9 o'clock, they will be leaving for Boot Hill Casino and a three-eye show. At 10 o'clock at the Senior Center, there's PATH exercises and bridge at 1 o'clock. For the Lakin United Methodist Church for this upcoming week, there is a special charge conference at 12:15 on Sunday the 9th. On Monday the 10th, they have Men's Emmaus, Women's Emmaus, Parsonage Committee at 5 p.m., After Choir Bible Study, Worship Committee meeting at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, there's a Transition Ministry at Salina. On Wednesday the 12th, there's Kids Club that takes place after school, a Building Committee at 6 p.m., and Praise Team at 7. On Thursday the 13th, they have the football meal at 4 p.m. and a finance committee meeting at 6 p.m. And on Saturday the 15th, they are responsible for the budget shop and it opens at 9 a.m. The Kearney County Hospital is having additional childbirth education classes. The upcoming classes will be on October 10th and the 11th. Each class will have two sessions from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Kearney County Hospital. The topics that will be discussed are anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, a tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. If you would like to register, you can contact Becky Chappell, registered nurse, at 355-7112 at extension 1521. Some of the activities for the Lakin Recreation Commission for this upcoming week are: on Sunday the 9th, they have co-ed volleyball at 6 p.m. On Monday, they have Payo at 7 p.m. On Tuesday the 11th, they have Payo at 5:30 a.m., flag football at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, they have sewing at 1 p.m., and there is a Lakin Recreation Commission board meeting at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday the 13th, they have Payo at 5:30 a.m. and Payo again at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday the 15th, they have youth football at Johnson for 3rd and 4th grade to begin at 9:30, and the 5th and 6th grade to begin at 11 a.m. Other activities within the county for the upcoming week are: on Sunday the 9th, there is a High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 10th, there is the Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8 p.m. at the courthouse. The new 4-H Club will have a meeting at 6 o'clock. In Deerfield, there will be a site council meeting at 5 p.m. On Tuesday the 11th, they have an EMT meeting at 6 o'clock and Lakin AA meeting at 8 p.m. In Deerfield, there's a city council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, the TOPS will be meeting at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock will begin the meeting. Pride Committee will be meeting at 5:30 at the Extension Office. The Lakin City Council will be meeting at 6:30. There will be a Fair Board meeting, and the Kearney County Conservation District will be having a meeting at 8 o'clock. On Thursday the 13th, immunizations will be available from 9 to 11, and then again from 1 to 3:30 at the Kearney County Health Department. There will be a Lakin Gun Club meeting at 7, Lakin AA meeting at 8, and in Deerfield, there will be a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. Also remember that the museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. If you're interested in viewing some of the artifacts from within the county, they would be glad to see you there and take you through the museum. Just as a reminder, remember that adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily, whether it's in front of the school, business district, or on a residential street. It's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities for a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks, look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk, take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles, stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street, walk, don't run across the street, and if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. Responsibilities for drivers are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, be prepared to stop, come to a complete stop if the pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. Also, to circle back to some of the activities for the library that are upcoming, remember that on October 17th, which is a Monday, we will be having Women of the Santa Fe Trail presentation at the Golden Agers meeting at noon by Leo Olivia. Also, this upcoming Friday on October the 14th from 2 to 4 p.m., we will be having a first responders afternoon. The Kearney County first responders will be bringing a select grouping of units to be in front of the library. We will also have crafts and snacks. However, remember that units will be at the library dependent on availability and barring any emergency. That's it for this week. We hope everybody out there has a pleasant week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.